We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS, 647 now. Three big things.
Three.
Flooding causing big headaches in several states. Nebraska hard hit.
Two.
It's called a crisis at the El Dorado Corrections Facility with staffing shortages.
One.
Wichita City Council will hold a rare evening meeting to let citizens express their views on the new stadium. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And bad news this morning, those gasoline prices here in the Wichita area started going up yesterday. We started to see $2.49 a gallon out there. $2.49 is the gasoline price that we're seeing in most places out there right now as the prices are jumping up. Remember, if you spot yesterday's price, you can give us a call at the traffic hotline. Let folks know about it. That number is 869-1330. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Cloudy with a 60% chance for rain today and a high of 60 degrees. Right now the radar showing nothing doing as far as precipitation here in central Kansas. But it's coming. 30% chance for rain again tonight. The overnight low 36. Wednesday sunny. Tomorrow's high again near 60. Now a mostly cloudy sky, an east wind at 10 miles per hour, and 45 degrees. Weather brought to you by the Von Ark, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Von Ark. Steve and Ted poll question today there on our webpage, knssradio.com. KU and K-State are in the NCAA basketball tournament. Who are you rooting for? Jayhawks, 22%. Wildcats, 44%. Other, 33%.
Oh, okay.
Jayhawks, 22%. Other, 33%. Wildcats, 44%. So, the people who go to our webpage, not necessarily loyal to the hometown teams there, Ted. Comments on the poll question from Facebook this morning. Of course, there was a question, who are you rooting for? Teresa says, KU. Took her a long time to formulate that, KU. Jim says, I'll be rooting for whatever team KU happens to be playing at the time. So apparently Jim is not a big Jayhawk
apparently
fan.
Apparently not.
I mean, that's what I surmise from his Facebook offering there. The poll's on our webpage, knssradio.com. As always, here with Steve and Ted. If you'd like to take the poll, just jump on there and do it. Stocks started off the trading week in the green.
Stocks struggling to show gains ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting this week. The Dow closing up 65 points, the S&P 500 up 10, the Nasdaq Composite up 26. Meanwhile, Apple shares are higher after the company announced a new iPad Air and iPad Mini. This ahead of the company's March 25th event, which is widely expected that the tech giant will announce its streaming strategy. And Boeing carving as much as 60 points off the Dow after a report that flight data was showing similarities between the Lion Air and Ethiopia Airlines crashes. The 737 MAX continues to be the story for that company. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now. Moves to take to boost retirement. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, as always, with some great advice this morning. Good morning, Don.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for the obvious and say with some great moves.
Moves, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, good moves. Go ahead.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Putting as much as you can away for retirement will obviously enhance your retirement dramatically. Now, here are some suggestions to get that done. First of all, talk to HR and up the percentage of that check that you're putting away. Better yet, when you get a raise, have it all go to the 401k and continue to live your current lifestyle. Also, max out your IRA contributions. Don't forget that a working spouse can contribute to a spouse with no outside income through a spousal IRA. Need more cash for those to up those contributions? Well, consider a side hustle from any one of a number of websites that can help you develop another income stream. Another diversifier is a health savings account if you have the right health care plan that will allow for it. Consider contributing to your Roth 401k at work and or begin an orderly periodic conversion to a Roth IRA from your traditional. Now, that depends upon your age, of course, and you'll want to sit down with your certified financial planner to figure out exactly when and how much to do for that. Consolidate old 401k accounts from past employers, get all of your IRAs in one place, and roll employer plans into an IRA if appropriate. Having one point of contact and one quarterback to help manage can streamline your investment process, keep you on track, and save you money. Review your investments. Are you optimally diversified for your age and risk tolerance? Sit down with your certified financial planner and get a comprehensive financial plan that you monitor and update at least once a year. Of course, if you have any questions about this, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Always planning. That's Don.
Yes, that's the key.
Planning ahead. All right. As always, some great advice. Yeah, I like these. I don't have one, but I like the idea of the Roth 401k. I wish they had had those back in the day when I first started in radio. But they had nothing. You know, when I started in 1970, there was nothing for radio announcers.
Well, you know, Steve, it's not too late. I mean, seriously, I do believe that Intercom has a Roth portion of the 401k. There's nothing wrong with you putting something in there. You may find that it really helps enhance your full retirement.
See, I didn't know you could.
We'll sit down and talk about it.
I didn't know you could do that at work. I haven't ever seen that on any of our information that we have a Roth 401k available.
The Roth version of your 401k. Pretty sure it's there.
Well,
yeah.
See, Don, it's such a font of good information. Today, by the way, is National Let's Laugh Day.
You're kidding me. Oh, no.
No, Don. It's not fake laugh day.
Okay.
It's let's laugh. Laughter is the best medicine.
Studies stole that from Reader's Digest.
Well, studies have shown that laughter may boost your immune system, relieve tension, and help you relax.
It may.
I'm
feeling immune now because I just laughed.
What makes you laugh, Don, other than yourself, where you giggle in those giddy moments when you're amused by yourself?
You know, embarrassing moments for myself.
Really?
I don't laugh. Yeah. When I say something stupid inside, I'm just laughing and going, what an idiot.
Well, I don't.
And so it happens all day long.
You just keep laughing, huh? Well, I can't.
I'm as healthy as they get.
I can't really analyze what makes me laugh, but I'll tell you one thing that does. In every year in Gridiron, when Bucky Walters
makes me laugh.
He's got some things he does, and I think it's just because he just isn't funny. I mean, sometimes he tries so hard and he misses, but that's what's funny.
And that's,
I love that.
And if Ted revives the beaver from the nature center there, then that's funny.
Webster.
That is great.
Well, and with Bucky, you know, when he does his what's wrong, when he's out there, brings that phone out, and he's, of course, I split at that because I say, I've sat in that chair before. So humor has to do with, you have to identify with how it's set up and what the punch, you have to personally identify with it, right? You're locked into it.
It's like laughter of recognition. I mean, when you see him walk out there with the phone, you just start laughing. I watch him walk out on stage with that sort of deliberate walk of his, and I start cracking
That's
up.
That's funny,
Because you know you're going to get some good stuff,
Well, today is National Let's Laugh Day, and Gridiron's coming up. Ted's going to be telling us more about that here in the future. All right.
Gotta love it.
6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour, the news with Steve and Ted. Flooding causing big problems in several states. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.